USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus at a Fox News town hall event last night. He said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump at a town hall meeting at the Lincoln Memorial last night, sponsored by Fox News, saying that he believes people can be protected while still going back to work after coronavirus lockdowns in at least many U.S. states. The president says he does understand people's fears.
You see demonstrations all over the country, and those are meaningful demonstrations. Oh, it's big stuff. But you also have some people that are very scared. Probably everybody's scared when you get right down to it. It's a terrible thing that happened to our country.
The president also saying he's aware that as many as 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus before the pandemic is over. Kroger grocery store is now limiting the amount of fresh beef, chicken, and pork that customers can buy at one time. The company announcing over the weekend it's limiting meat purchases because of so many issues at the processing plants that have recently closed down after so many workers tested positive for the virus.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
J. Crew, the latest retailer to be filing for bankruptcy, the clothing chain, the latest facing severe financial problems because of the coronavirus pandemic. The New York-based company announcing just hours ago it's reached an agreement to eliminate about $1.65 billion in debt in exchange for ceding ownership to creditors, the outbreak forcing the chain to at least temporarily close nearly 500 of its brick-and-mortar locations. Three major airlines, Delta, United, and JetBlue, now requiring all passengers to wear masks or face coverings. Beginning today, passengers will have to wear the masks from check-in right through deplaning. Tom Hanks with a special message for graduating students at Wright State University. The actor, who came down with the virus himself earlier this year, made a surprise appearance during the Ohio College's virtual commencement ceremony, sharing an empowering message with the graduates. Hanks calling the class the chosen ones and said no one will be more fresh to do the task of restarting our normalcy than you. Wright State honoring Hanks back in 2016 when it created the Tom Hanks Center for Motion Pictures. And today's the unofficial holiday to salute the Star Wars series.
May the Force be with you.
Fans seeing the date today, May the 4th, as May the 4th be with you. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.